start you there. Torah Majda Base 7 Tofshin Ein Hey Reb Shmuel Nussbaum.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. It's a big schus to give a shir today, Yoim HaMeyuches, the day that Klal Yisrael were told, Bo Esau Eschem Al Kanfein Eshorim, Bo Avi Eschem Eloi, Vatem Tiyuli Mamleches Koyhanim VeGoy Kodosh. Rashi in the end of Parshas Shlach says that the Arba Kanfois, the four corners of the Beged of Tzitzis, are connected Bo Esau Eschem Al Kanfein Eshorim. The mitzvah of tzitzis. So today's shiur is about tzitzis. How very fitting. Something we've been learning, Baruch Hashem, in our koilo for many weeks this sugya. So I hope we come out with a klokite in La Locha Lemaisa and the different shittas. The Gemara in Menoches talks about... Mem based on Adalef. The first thing Gemara talks about titit ala keren. If you put the tzitzis on the keren, it's a machloikas, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov poisel. And Aloch is like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, all the Rishonim say, Mishnosei kav venoki. On the keren, hitil ala keren is poisel. Keman ozlo. Like who goes that with Rav Gidl Omar Rav says, the Gemara continue. What does Rav Gidl Omar Rav say? The tzitzis tzricho shetehei noitefes al hakeren. Tzitzis needs to be noitefes, maybe noitefes the lotion of dripping, like rain which drips, or like the cluster of grapes which has got a natif, which is like a coming down like to a drop at the bottom. Rashi says on noitefes ala keren, it needs to be shetehei toile umake ala keren. Tzitzis needs to be hanging and knocking against the keren. Says the Gemara, who does that go like? That go keman Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said that you can't put the tzitzis on the keren. So we see from this Gemara that you mustn't put the tzitzis on the keren, but they do have to be noitefes al hakeren. These two things go together, not on the keren, but noitefes al hakeren. Shenema al kanfei vigdehem, and we learn it from the pasuk al kanfei vigdehem. Keman Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And then a third din, the Gemara continues, the same subject, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzorich sheyarchik meloi keshe goydel. And you need to keep a distance, a meloi keshe goydel, which is the length of, from the knuckle of the thumb to the tip of the thumb. That's the minimum size that you have to make a distance from the edge of the beged till where your matil, till where you put the hole for putting your tzitzis in. So Rashi says, you have to raise the tzitzis from the edge, a full keshe goydel, and before that he also said, by noitefes ala keren, sheyagbiheno lemalo min asof, to raise the tzitzis above the edge so that it should be toile. How much should you raise it? That's the next din, meloi keshe goydel. Right, that's the Gemara. The Beis Yosef, when explaining the shit of Rashi, understands, like in diagram 1, he says that the keren is the area which is within meloi keshe goido. That's the keren, that's where the tzitzis mustn't be. That's what we say is possible if you put the tzitzis there. So in all these diagrams, the first little square is the within the meloi keshe goido where you mustn't put the tzitzis. The Konof, says the Beis Yosef, is where you should put the tzitzis, is the distance between the meloi keshe goydel, and the Gemara said before that a maximum of 3 fingers from the edge is where you may put the tzitzis. So be'etzem, you've only got this little square, which is called konof, to put your tzitzis. Right? What's the shaded area on either side? So there's a lashon of Rashi which says tachas hakonof. You mustn't put the tzitzis under the konof. Whether that's also called keren or not, or it's just called tachas konof, that could be discussed. Yeah, pashtus, if it's tachas keren, then it's konof. If it's tachas konof, then it's keren. If it's under the konof, then it's keren, and it's possible for the shaded area of tachas konof, and where you can't put the tzitzis. That's the pashtus. That is how we learn the halacha. Diagram number one is what I was talking about till now.
Yes,
oh, that's right. Like diagram number nine, yes, that all the shaded area is Kern. The Pashtus, how we do halalocha lemaisa maka ala keren, that nanoitif ala keren, is that the tzitzis should be attached, like in diagram two, the hole should be in the area, like we said, is konof, and they should be hanging down at the side, and that way it's maka ala keren. In diagram two, you see that the beginning of the tzitzis itself is not above the keren, it's knocking against the keren from the beginning of the gedil, which most of us, our tzitzis are like that. If we make the loop not very tight, then it's going to slip down a little bit. As long as it's not reaching the very corner, then it's that's called noitif ala keren. That's where we are noig. Oh, this is what we're going to talk about now. Yeah. Before we continue, according to this chat, of course, that whether it's a talis godel, whether it's a talis koton, the main thing is that on the vertical side of the tzitzis, that's where the gedil should, the gedil meaning the beginning of the tzitzis, the first knot, should be there, start there, and then it's knocking against the keren. That would be the mitzvah of noitif ala keren. We take on la halacha that the hole, which we said you have to keep it a full meloi kesher goydel from both sides, right, is from both edges, like we've got it in diagram one, where the konof is, in diagram two. However, the tour says that you only have to keep a distance of meloi kesher goydel from the oirech. You should put it in the oirech, in the length of the talis, you have to be careful that it shall be a distance of at least a meloi kesher goydel from the edge. In the Roichav, says the Tur, it doesn't matter. Now that sheet of the Tur is brought in Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Oimrim, but La Halacha, we are makbid that it should be from both directions. According to the Mogen Avraham, which side is called the Oirech, says the Mogen Avraham, that we wear our Talis Godoil with the oirech across our arms like this. This is the oirech, the height of the person is the roichav. And therefore, in order there should be noitif ala keren, and he understands, like there is such a lotion in one of the Rishonim, that the oirech is connected with noitif ala keren. Put it on the oirech so that it should be noitif ala keren. Although the Torah doesn't say that, but that it should be la oirech, because so that it should be noitif ala keren, says the Mogen Avraham. So the length of your talis godel, have the tzitzis going out that way to the end of the length, and then it will be noitif ala keren, right? So look in diagram 6, that's the back of the talis godel, yeah? Now, according to the tour, it could even be like in diagram 7. Like
on the corner.
No, I'm saying it the wrong way. According to the Mogen Avraham, it could be like in diagram 3. Like in diagram 3, as long as you've got your meloi kesher goydel at a distance from the vertical side of meloi kesher goydel, then the distance from the bottom of your talis doesn't matter. In your talis koton, it's the other way around, because the length of your talis koton is this way, right? Your length is like the length of the height of the person. And therefore, says the Mogen Avraham, it doesn't depend on whether it's the length of the beged or the width of the beged. It depends on which way you're wearing it. The main thing is that the meloi kesher goydel should be from the vertical side of which way you're wearing the talis. Right, and therefore in diagram 3, you've got two examples. You've got the talis godoil first, which is the keren is at the vertical side, and your talis koton, although the vertical side is actually the length, but according to the Mogen Avraham, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the length of the talis or the width of the talis. The main thing is that so that it should be noitif ala keren, that distance, the first distance from the hole to the side, that should be a meloi kesher goydel, and that way it'll be noitif ala keren. It would appear that according to the Mogen Avraham's Havona, the Iker chiyuv, according to the tour of Malaika Shegoidel, is from the hole until where the gedil starts. That means like a cross. Maybe a way to understand the shit of the Magen Avraham, and it seems that some Paskim did understand like that. I've seen diagrams how they explain how the Chazon Ish, we'll see in a moment, that noitef is a lotion of overflowing. Like there's a Tosefta in Moed Katan where it says a brecha or a field which is overflowing. That means when something overflows, it first rises and is like this and then it drops down. So the idea of noitef then is that the tzitzis should start from the hole and first like overflow and then go over the keren. And that's why the ikedin of noitef and Meloi Keshe Goydel is taka before it overflows. And thereafter, of course, it falls down on the keren. And that is that's the idea of noitef. And right? According to the Magen Avraham, according to this shit of the tour, it doesn't matter if it's like in picture 3, that the hole is actually within a Meloi Keshe Goydel from the bottom. According to this shitta, I want to, before we continue, and introduce you to the mekor, the source of two holes in a talis cotton. Where does it come from? Everybody knows that comes in the Arizal in a talis cotton dafka, but the source of it is the Balo Itur, a rishay. The Balo Itur says, he brings from a lotion of a sifri, that al arba kanfois, and not on 8 kanfois. He says, if you mustn't put the tzitzis on the keren, because if you put it on the keren, then it's on 8 corners and not on 4 corners. That's a lotion of a sifri. If you put the tzitzis on the keren, then it's on 8 corners, not on 4 corners. That's why you mustn't put on the keren. It's a lotion of the sifri. Says the Balo Itur, you know what it means? It means that if you put the tzitzis on the very edge of your beged, which is the way we do it, you make the first knot on the edge, then he says that it's serving this side of the beged and this side of the beged, both sides. And that's called 8 corners, says the Balo Itur. And you mustn't put the tzitzis on 8 corners, you must put the tzitzis on 4 corners. Therefore, says the Balo Itur, you make 2 holes, put the chutim through both ways, then your tzitzis are coming out of one side of the beged, and then your tzitzis are on 4 corners, not on 8 corners. Interesting shit of the Balo Itur.
They're coming out of one side, they're coming out of two sides, this side or this side. So you've got still 8 corners.
That's if you do it the ordinary way. But if you make 2 holes and you put the chutim in and straight out. What? Yeah. So if you put the chutim straight in and straight out, then the tzitzis are sticking out in one side. That is called on 4 corners and not on 8 corners. That's the shit of the Balo Itur. Now the question is, how do you make the 2 holes? Where should each of the 2 holes be? Right? So according to the Chazon Ish, based on the Prima Godim says like this, you must make sure that it's noitef ala keren even when you make 2 holes. How do you make sure that it's noitef ala keren even when you've got 2 holes? The way the minig of Poland is, how the Hasidim go today with talis cotton, lichoira, it doesn't appear to be noitef ala keren. Certainly it's not first going sideways and then downwards. Says the Magen Avraham Pirish in the Prima Godim. Not sorry. Says the Chazon Ish Pirish in the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says something not so clear. The Chazon Ish says it very clear. Have a look in picture 4. He says that the first hole, the one which is closer inside the beged, that's the one which must be in the right place. That's the hole which you put in the konaf. The second one, that could be closer to the side. And you should make it a distance, says the Chazon Ish, based on the Prima Godim. Make the second hole far away. Make the knot of the tzitzis close to the second hole, and then it'll be hanging down on the keren. Now, it would appear that the two points, that the main point that he's, first of all, it's going across and then coming down. Secondly, it's knocking against the area which is definitely called keren. If it would be coming down straight from the area called konof, then have a look in picture 12. It doesn't look like it's noitef ala keren. That might not be keren. You hear? That is because that we said at the beginning that might be called tachas konof. So if you put it further to the side and then have it coming down, then it's noite velaka. And that's mashma the lot of the Chazon Ish what he's worried about. But there's another very important point which we must, if you do like the Chazon Ish, you must do it, make sure that the knot stays close to the outside hole. Essential, because by nature, if you pull the tzitzis a little bit, like we do when we're holding them for Shema or anything like that, then it tends to come to the middle between the two holes. Then it looks like that the tzitzis are hanging from both holes equally. If the tzitzis are hanging from both holes equally, then the second hole is not in the right place. It's in a place which is possible. It's not. It's too close to the. It's too close. At least it's too close to the. To the keren, it's not within a maloi kesher goydel. But if you make sure that the knot is there, like the Chazon Ish says, so then it's clear that the tzitzis are starting from the first hole. That's where they're hitil, that's where they're hanging from. And the second hole is just like a kind of a support to make sure that it will fall in the right place. Noite, it will be noite fala keren. That's lichoira how the Chazon Ish understood that it's noite fala keren in this talisman. Right. Why only... Why only Talis Kot, not Talis Kot? According to this explanation, according to this Shitta, there's no difference. Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef says that one shouldn't go with two holes because it's a Yoihara. However, the Bach says you can go with two holes, and it's already brought there from the Achroni bring from the Arizal that some are Noihig to on the Talis Kot and Dafke to have two holes. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Nara, Nara, Pashta, those who have the Minig like that should continue in their Minig.
Nobody does
that. But I have not seen Rabbi Isa, anyone going with two holes described like the way the Chazon Ish does. That I must say. If anybody has seen, I have not seen anyone doing it with two holes like that. Minig Ashkenaz is only to make one hole, Talis Kot and Talis Godel. And I feel that the danger of having it slip to the middle and then it looking like it's hanging from both holes and then one of the two holes where it's hanging from is a place which is possible for putting tzitzis. It's too close to one edge. And that's why the minig is not to do it. And that's how the Buchacha Paskins and the Sidur Rav Paskins, you must make sure that both holes are in the right place called konof. Right? Like in picture one, both holes should be in that little area between Kesher Goydel and three fingers. Now, The Sidur Rav has got a few interesting nakudas about this on this subject. First of all, he's very makbid that the first kesher, where the gedil of your tzitzis starts, should also be above the keren. He learns pshat in the Gemara when it says al kanfe that it should be may al kanfe above the konf. He also learns, like the Beis Yosef already asks, he's not quite sure about his first pshat in picture one, that be'etzem keren and konf are the same thing, because the pasuk says you mustn't Rav Gidil Omarav says that it should be noitif ala keren shenema al kanfei vigdehem. So it seems that keren and konof are interchangeable. It's not two different things like in picture one, but that keren equals konof, it's the same thing, and that the din of, you must make it al kanfei, noitef ala keren, is that it must be mei al. And the Yireim also says the lashon of mei al. It comes from Rishon already, and the Sidur Rav is very makbit that not only the hole should be above a kesher goydel, but also the beginning of the tzitzis should be me'al kesher goydel, like you see in picture 6. In the back of the talis goydel, it should be like that. Now, how do you make sure that that tzitzis stays there, doesn't slip down like in picture 2? So it's famous that the Sidur Rav has got a unique patent, should we call it, as way of making sure that it stays there. Now, first, I'll tell you the patent of the Sidur Rav, I'll tell you that in the Chidushim Ubiurim of Rabbeinu Reb Chaim Greinemann, Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha, brings that he's in the tzitzis of the Chazon Ish, they were very, very tight. The first loop, he made them tight. That means he wanted the top kesher to be like the Sidur Rav wants it to be. He was worried for the shit of the Yireim that it should be b'me'al, like in picture 6. How did he make sure that it should stay there? They shouldn't slip down like in picture 2. Then he made it very tight. The Sidur Rav is not happy that it should be tight. because he goes with the shita, it's connected with the psila, psilas habeged, shekipul of lohivavo, that if you bunch up the beged and you tie the tzitzis over it with a double knot, then you haven't got keshe goydel there. You've kelu been mevatel that shir. He was, although it's mefurish in the Mogen Avraham, and we Mishnah Berurah paskens lalocha, Chazanish is very clear about it, that it's okay, it's called, you've got your shir beged there, even if it's bunched up. However, the Sidur Rav, and there are one or two other paskim who are choshish for this, that if it's bunched up, you haven't got keshe goydel. So what's the patent of the Sidur Rav? Those who have seen Chabad Tzitzis, Talis Gadol know that you take the shamash after you've made the first double knot, give it plenty of space, like in picture 6, give the loop plenty of space, but then when you take the after you've made the first double knot, take the shamash and put it through a little hole right next to it there. I haven't made a picture of that one, but I haven't. No, the picture in 7 is different. But no, that's something else, I'll tell you in a minute. But put the shamash only through a little hole right close to the edge, next to the kesher, and then go back to the chuli and go around 3 times, and that it'll hold it up. It's like a support. The first chut of the shamash will be a support. Will keep it in the right place. So that the whole tzitzis starts from above the kesher goydel, because only then is it called makeh ala keren. It is the pshat according to this that in order to be makeh ala keren, to be noitif ala keren, it needs to start above the keren. Then it will be noitif al ha keren. But if it starts lower,
afterwards pin it or show it to you.
Okay, this is the way the Sidur Rav says to keep it there. Those who follow the Sidur Rav do it this way. As we said, according to Chazanish, you make it tight, and that's another way of making sure that it stays up. Some say if you make it a little bit tight, then maybe it's not completely bunched up, but then it does tend to slip down, like in picture 2. The Sidur Rav, in addition to this, says that the shita of the tur, that you only need the distance meloi kesher goydel from one direction, says the Sidur Rav, and it's the shita of the taz be'etzim, according to one of the Yad Ephraim. The others change the gears in the taz. You see, the Mogen Avraham said that when the tur said oirech, he didn't mean dafka, the length. He meant that in talis godel it's the length, in the talis kotten it happens to be the width, the main thing on the vertical side. The taz says the exact opposite. The Taz says that the shit of the tour, you only need one direction, is dafka from the horizontal side of the beged, the bottom of your talis godel. Lahagbihenu, Rashi said. Remember Rashi said lahagbihenu? According to, it fits so good in the Lashon of Rashi, you raise it from the bottom edge. This is Meloi Kesher Goydel. And according to the Tur, that's the direction that you have to be more makbid on. We, of course, makbid both directions, Lemaisa. But the shit of the Tur, the only one direction, is from the bottom, like in picture 7. And in your talis cotton, it's also from the bottom. And in order to be makala keren, according to this shitter, if the keren is dafke, the lower edge of your talis. The lower edge of your talis is the keren. As you see in picture 7, whether it's a talis godel or a talis cotton, the distance is liyag bihenu, that's where you have to raise it. Whereas if you would make your hole in picture 7, to even right next to the edge, says the Sidur Rav, in the Zmana, Mishnah, Gemara, that's the way they used to make it. Do you see the hole right on picture 7, right at the edge? Says the Sidur Rav, that was the one hole that they made, and it was okay there, because according to the Tur, you only need a Meloi Kesher Goydel from the bottom edge, but from the vertical edge you don't need. How will it be in Noitef Al HaKeren? Says the Sidur Rav, in the time of Mishnah Gemara, they made the Chutim very tight there. That loop wasn't a loop, it was tied tight to the edge, and it fell straight down, and that was called Noitef Al HaKeren. And that's why the Lashon of the Gemara is that the length of the Chutim have to be 12 goydlin, the length times 2, and you don't need anything for the loop. He asks, what? Everybody asks, you need space for the loop also. Because he says that they didn't have a loop, they made it right at the edge, like in the little picture, in the second hole in picture 7. They put the Chutim only there, because the Meloi Kesher Goydel is dafka from the bottom. That's the Shita of the Sidur Rav. Again, the Noitef Al HaKeren is of course, falling down on the vertical side, but it's knocking on the keren, should we say, because it's knocking on the keren which is at the bottom. And the ikar distance that you need from a lokesh agodal, so it should be not on the keren, but knocking on the keren is keep it above from the bottom edge. And in the talis cotton, it would be like the little inset in picture 7, the same thing. I want, first of all, something practical. I was going to bring a talis with me, but I'll tell you. When you on your, the front of your talis godol, how do you make sure that it's noitif al hakeren? The Mishnah Berurah says that the front of your talis godol is the opposite. Shkoich. Thank you. I didn't make the brochure for demonstration purposes. Right. Whether you have it on your head or your shoulders is no difference. As you can see, the way I'm wearing this now, if it was originally put, let's make it clear. This way is noitif al hakeren pashtus, at the back certainly, in the back of your talis it's always noitif al hakeren when you have the chutim, when you have the tzitzis on the side, what should we call the fringes side. Right? But on the front of your talis, it depends the way it is. And this is how you want to, Raboisai, check yourself whether it's your front is, which way to put it. The Mishnah Berurah says that the front is the opposite way around. Look at this. Can you see that this is klape ha'ores, is downwards? Yes. Yeah? That's not noitif al hakeren if you wear your talis like this. In the time of the Mishnah Berurah, it would appear talisim were much smaller, and it was hanging down also somewhere around here, and it was like this. And therefore, he says the Mishnah Berurah on the front, put it here this way. That way it'll be noitif al hakeren. Now, says the Chazon Ish, no, our talisim are bigger. What does he mean? He says we fold our talis over our shoulders. And now, says the Chazon Ish, that it is okay. It is okay. Dafka, on the side of the fringes, it is okay. Right? Not like this, but like this, then it is okay. However, if you test with your talis, it does depend on the size of your talis. And I've got a formula for you to make it simple. First, try your talis without folding it. Right? Make a point of where the corner reaches when you're standing in your ordinary position. If when you put it on your shoulder, it's higher than that, the same height or higher, then your noitif al hakeren is like the Chazon Ish says, that it's okay the way it is. Because it's higher, therefore it will be noitif al hakeren on the side of the fringes. But if you wear your talis open like this, like some do and they tuck in the back, then if when you put it over your shoulder, you in order that it shouldn't drag at the back, something you make it so low that it's lower than it would have been when it was open, then you have to go back to the shita of the Chofetz Chaim that it should be the other way should be noitif al hakeren for the front. Okay, that's a little practical answer. Right? Now, what about the back of your tzitzis? Now, I've got a few kashas, Rabbi. The back of your tzitzis, according to those who have the minhag to tuck it into your girdle, how is that noitif al hakeren when it's tucked into your girdle? Another question. Your talis cotton, if it's not flowing smoothly down, how is it noitif al hakeren? It's sticking out of your waist. How is it noitif al hakeren? Another question. When you're ma'atif, when you say the bracha, it's atif batzitzis. Right? How is it noitif al hakeren? Are you watching which way it is? L'shas brocha. When you say kriyas shema, you're holding all the tzitzis in your hand, all the four corners. How is it noitif al hakeren? Yopi. Right? So many different positions that it's not noitif al hakeren. The pashtus, you could say, is that the main thing is the ikka way that you wear the beged. On the other hand, b'shas brocha and b'shas tzitzis, v'asulem tzitzis, stafka then not noitif al hakeren. It's a bit strange. When you're sitting down, then everything changes very often. Both if talis cotton, talis godol, yeah. So there's a lot of questions. Now, first of all, I have to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, that noitif al hakeren, the Mishnah Berurah said, is not ma'akev. Why is it not ma'akev? The Gemara says it needs to be noitif al hakeren. Oh. So for that, we need to know that the way we are understanding noitif al hakeren up till now is based on the Yireim, which is brought in Agos Maimoni. That's the source of it. Agos Maimoni brings the Yireim. And says that it has to be right flowing down like this, knocking al hakeren. And then he goes on to say the Hagos Maimoni that my Rebbe was Shuv said that it does whichever way it is, whether it's hanging down like this or whether it's going straight down to the ground, it is noitif al hakeren. That's what my Rebbe said afterwards. Says the Hagos Maimoni, and the ikke is that it shouldn't be going to the very corner. Diagonally. That's what it mustn't be. That's the Hagos Maimoni says that. Based on that, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, that all of this is not ma'akev. It's only a din lechatchil. So that will answer all these questions in the simple way that it's not ma'akev noitef al hakeren. But it is a din you should be careful about lechatchila. So you're careful. Wait, the way it's practical and how it's practical, that's how it'll be noitef al hakeren. It depends. Oh, first of all, it's not at all clear that it is noitef al hakeren, because the way we have our talis cotton with the two holes close to each other, then if noitef al hakeren means overflowing, then it's bichlal not overflowing. And who says that underneath there is called the keren? Okay, that's what we're coming to. I jumped one thing which I don't want to miss, and that is the talis cotton according to the Sidur HaRav. And in picture 8, he says that the Eitzah, that the talis cotton should be noitef al hakeren, since he learns that according to the tour, the Ikke Keren is always the bottom. So how is it going to be noitef al hakeren? How do you make sure it's noitef al hakeren? By making the two holes close to each other in the right place, meaning within the Kesher Godel and the three fingers, but making them ba'alachsing, making them diagonally, and so that it, and make it very tight, he says, very makbit, to make it very tight there, because so that it should, the knot should start above the keren, and then it will also like be squeezed outwards, because of the diagonal shape of the two holes, the tzitzis will hang slightly to the side and then fall down over the area which is definitely called keren. You see, like in picture 8. That's of course the minhag of Chabad till today. The talis cotton has the two holes like that. The Malbi. I want to finish off with the Malbim has got a beautiful pshat in the whole inyan of noitef al hakeren. He says, he's got a kasha. How come that in Siftes Vov, that means Simen Yud Aleph, Siftes Vov, of Shulchan Tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to make sure that it's noitef al hakeren, and it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that b'dieved it's okay without that. How could the Shulchan, he says, b'shem yesh oimrim, but it, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not ma'akev. How come that we're passing like this Yireim, if the Agos Maimonides brings it, says that my Rebbe was choyza? That everything is called noitef al hakeren. That's one kasha which he has. Bichlali says, according to the Rebbe of the Agos Maimini, who was Choyza, what does noitef al hakeren mean? If it can be downwards and it's noitef al hakeren, and sideways it's all called noitef al hakeren, so how do we define noitef al hakeren according to this? He says, as long as it's not going, that's like in picture 10, it could be here or here, both ways are called noitef al hakeren, according to the Rebbe Agos Maimini, after he changed his mind. And only not at the corner. Right, and the Chazon Ish says that's the minig karoim. According to the Rebbe of the Chazon, according to the Rebbe of the Agos Maimini, it looks like it's not only the minig of the karoim. That's what we meant when we said it should be noitef al hakeren and not on the noitef al hakeren and not on the corner. So much means not only because of minig karoim that Pikorosim said it should be punked on the corner, but it's also because otherwise it's not noitef al hakeren. So what is the definition of noitef al hakeren according to this pshat? It means, lichoira, that it's, first of all, noitef is maybe a lashon of dripping straight down, that means perpendicular. But whether it's going this way or this way, as long as it's perpendicular to the side, not going directly, diagonally to the corner, that's called noitef. Noitef means going in a straight lines, not going diagonally. And since the first knot is rubbing on the edge, so that's called noitef al hakeren. You mustn't put the tzitzis on the keren, the tzitzis must be in the right place. But the edge, the beginning of the tzitzis, the gedil, where it first starts, that means the first knot, is rubbing on the keren. So that's noitef, lashon of Rashi make. How is it make? It's rubbing against the keren, as it's coming in contact there with the keren. That's the ikadin of noitef al hakeren, whether it's hanging this way or that way. That's how the ikadin of makel hakeren, which you have to be makbid about. Not your rabbis, you should be careful. Mishnah Berurah also says, check your tzitzis every morning. If they're on the very corner, make sure they're not there. First of all, because of minik haroim, the Magen Avraham. Secondly, according to the Malbim, this is not called noitef al hakeren, according to the Rebbe Agos Maimini. This is what's ma'akev, whether b'shas making it and b'shas wearing it. You have to be careful. I wouldn't say it's possible, mamas, that you can't put it right, but make sure you put it right. And when you make your tzitzis, of course, don't tie either not first as you're making your tzitzis on the very corner. That's the minikaroim, but on the side. But which side doesn't matter. That is be'etzim, the shita of the Hagois Maimini. Says the Malbim, Moiradikachap. He says, Oy bazoi, when the Tur said that it should be meloi keshegoidel on the oirech, and not on the Roichav, only you need one direction. The Tur didn't mean that's in the Talis Kotin it's this way, in the Talis Gadol it's that way. That according to the, we said, according to the Mogen Avrom, the Keren, where you have to keep away from, is the vertical side, where there's Talis Gadol, Talis Kotin. And according to Sidur Rav, it's the horizontal side, the bottom where you have to keep away from the Keshe Gadol, whether it's from the Talis Kotin or the Talis Gadol, and that it changes the way you're wearing the Beged. According, says the Malim, no, Oirech means Oirech, length, whether it's a Talis Kotin, whether it's the Talis Godoil, the Keren, which you have to keep away your Maloi Kesher Godoil from, according to the two, it's only from one direction, is always the length. Should we say where the fringes are? Which, whether it's a Talis Cotton or Talis Godoil. It's like you see in picture 11, that the distance you have to keep is Dafka in the Talis Godoil. It's from the, should we call it the vertical side? But it's not because it's the vertical side, it's because it's the end of the length. And the Talis Kotan, it's from the bottom, because that's the end of the length in the Talis Kotan. And the Iki you have to keep away from the length, and therefore, if it would be like the second one in each picture, closer, it would be kosher. In each one, the Noitef ala Keren is not connected with whether it's vertical or whether it's horizontal, because as we had both ways is Noitef ala Keren. And the Iki is that it should be from the length. That is the shitta of the. That's how the Malbimat says. That's how it would come out the way the Keren is, according to the record after the Rebbe of the Hagois Maimini changed his mind. Oy bazoi, says the Malbim, a beautiful word. That will explain the minig of Poland, that dafkin, the Talis Koton, we make it like the shitta of the Balo Itu, with two holes. We don't make it like the Chazanish, like the Prima Godim, to make one further away. We're worried that that might not be called kosher bichlal, because the one which is close to the Keren, according to the shitta that you need in Lo Kesher Godel from both sides, it's too close. One hole, if it looks like it's hanging from both holes, you've got a real problem. So we make both holes in the place which is kosher for hanging your tzitzis. Both holes. It's the tzitzis hanging from both holes. And it hangs straight down, says the Malbim. In your Talis Koton, that is definitely the Keren. It's hanging down because that's the end of the length. In your Talis Godel, when it's hanging down, it's not the end of the length. And that's why in your Talis Godel, you never make two holes, because it might not be the Keren. Says the Malbim, that's pshat in the Sifyud Tesvov, Simon Yudalov, where it says, Yesh Oimrim, that you should be careful, to that it should be Noitif ala Keren, and if it'll be Klapi Karka, it won't be Noitif ala Keren. What it means, that in your Talis Godel, if it's going downwards towards the ground, then it won't be Noitif ala Keren, because in the Talis Godel, that's not the end of the length, that's the end of the width. It's the Dafkin, the Talis Godel, you have to be careful that it shouldn't be down Klapi Oret. Not because Noitif ala Keren is Dafka overflowing like this. Even if it's going straight down, it could be Noitif ala Keren, on condition that the bottom edge is the Keren. Now, we pass on the both sides of the Keren. We are very makkid, we keep away from both sides. But Yesh Oimrin, the Tur, who says that only one side is the Keren, then if the side which it'll fall straight down to is not the Keren, like in the Talis Godoil, then you must make sure that it shouldn't be you must make sure that it's not falling down that in that direction. Yeah, whereas in the Talis Koton, where the end of the length is Dafka in front of you and the bottom side, there when it's hanging down it is Noitif ala Keren. Ah, you want to ask me that maybe that area is called the Tachas Konof and not Keren. So the Malbim learns that no, the whole area, like we saw in picture 9, is there, or the both edges are called Keren. Now, according to the Tur, only the bottom edge is called, but that bottom edge reaches till wherever is possible for the tzitzit, wherever, until Tachas Konof, till the area which you can make the tzitzis, Tachas Konof is also called Tachas the Keren, like, and therefore that is when it hangs straight down there, it is Noitif ala Keren. It's not rubbing against the Keren like the ordinary way one makes tzitzis, but it's knocking against the Keren there, and therefore that way is kosher. That answers Rabbi Isai, why when we're holding the tzitzis in our hand and when we throw it over our shoulder and the Talis Koton which is coming out of our waist, it's all Noitif ala Keren. As long as you made the the knot at a side and not on the diagonal corner, so it's noitif ala keren, whichever way you're doing it. So the ikadin of noitif ala keren, you're being mekayim anyway with your tzitzis, as long as you make sure that it's not on the very corner. On the Talis Gadol you'll have a problem.
Why?
Because the bottom edge is not there.